By the time Helen Keller was 10 years old, people all around the world knew her story. The little girl from Tuscumbia, Alabama, who was blind and deaf and who had learned to write and speak. Helen would later use those skills to go to college, write best-selling books, and give speeches around the world. She inspired millions of people to not let their challenges hold them back. But before all that, Helen was an ordinary baby. Of course, Helen's parents didn't think she was ordinary. To them, she was precious and extraordinary. Helen Keller was born on a summer day in 1880. She was a baby who started talking before she was even a year old. Here are some of the first things she said. Tea, tea, tea. How do you? An informal way of saying, how do you do? Wah, wah. Helen's way of saying water. Helen was curious and active, too. She loved the sounds of the birds and the colors of the fields and trees on her family's farm. By her first birthday, she'd started to walk. Her parents marveled at all the things she could do. It was a very happy time. Then something terrible happened. When Helen was just a year and a half old, she became sick. So sick that doctors told her parents she could die. Her body was hot with high fevers. Helen's mother stayed beside her and tried to soothe away all the bad feelings. Eventually, Helen's fever broke. Her parents were grateful to know that their little girl would live. But they began to notice her life would be different. When Helen's mom moved her hands in front of Helen's face, Helen did not blink. When the bell rang for dinner, Helen didn't turn her head toward the sound like she used to. Helen couldn't see her mom's hands in front of her face. She couldn't hear the dinner bell. The high fevers had destroyed her hearing and her sight. She was deaf and blind. Helen's parents called the doctor again. He told them that nothing could be done. Their precious, extraordinary daughter was living in a largely dark and silent world. Hearing kids learn to speak by listening to other people. How would Helen ever learn to speak if she couldn't hear? How would she learn to read or write if she couldn't see? Helen herself was too young to realize the seriousness of the situation. Soon, she forgot things had ever been different. She came up with her own signs to communicate without words. Headshakes meant no, and nods meant yes. Pulls meant come, and pushes meant go. Helen pretended to cut and butter bread when that was what she wanted to eat. If she wanted ice cream, she'd move her hands like she was using the freezer, and she'd shiver as if cold.